Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Afrida Love, and today we have a topic entitled Loving Yourself Segment 2, and we will have this title for many months because it's very important to love yourself so that you can begin to learn so that you can begin to love others as well. As I said before, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Before we begin, I would like to thank God because there are a lot of great things that is coming up just all over my life and my family's life and friends' life and other individuals' lives. And we need to thank God in advance. So I wanted to do that. I thank my family and I thank my friends. And I want to highlight an individual. I'm not going to say any names, but there are some great people in Bellmead, Texas. As I said before, I'm not going to mention any names, but the Lord is going to bless some people because they are blessing to others. I was at Walmart today, and for some reason, my items were bagged in someone else's bag who happened to work in the same district that I'm in. And so this person basically paid for my items, and I appreciate that. That is a gesture of God's goodness. That is a gesture of a person who knows who the Lord is and a gesture of a person who knows that we reap what we sow. So with that good deed, this person is going to reap more than what they gave. And so I want to thank this particular individual in advance, and there will come a time when I will be able to return the favor. But as I said before, there are some good people in Bellmead, Texas. There are some great people in Houston, Texas. There are some awesome people in Atlanta. And everywhere that I've traveled, Chicago, wherever, there are nice people. And we have to thank God for those nice individuals, because people don't have to be nice to you. People don't have to express kind gestures. So it's a blessing, and I try to reciprocate that same thing wherever I go so that I can reap what I sow as well. But I wanted to highlight that particular individual, and God's going to bless you real good pretty soon. But once again, I am just excited and delighted to be on air tonight. This is another platform in order to bring the Word of God, what God has given me, so that I can give unto you and so that I can be helped and you can be helped as well, and then you can pass this on to other individuals. So without further ado, I want us to go into the ask activity. And with this activity, we are going to write down two favorable things that the Lord has done for us today. I know it's many more. And then we're going to write down two things that we would like to ask the Lord to help us with, to give us, to provide us with. So I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes. And you notice that I did not break these activities up, because the Lord is saying that you are progressing, you're growing. There are people who are joining the ministry. We're growing in faith, we're growing in love, we're growing in understanding and wisdom and knowledge. So therefore, I didn't break the activity up. So with this particular activity, I'm going to give you 3 minutes, and we're going to, as I said before, highlight those favorable things, those two favorable things, and then we're going to write down the two things that we need to ask the Lord. So let's do that right now. Okay, as you're finishing up, I want you to look at that list. I want you to look at your favorable things, and I want you to also reflect on the things that you're asking the Lord, whether it's something that you've been asking God for months, years, whatever. Look at those things, and I want you to begin to thank God in advance for those particular things. Thank God in advance. And you have to understand with this activity, we are following the unction of the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit say move, we move. When the Holy Spirit requires that we begin to thank him in advance, then that is what we do, okay? I want you to look at this list, and I want you to add all of those particular things to your positive list that we've created over the last month. Add those things to your positive list. I want you to look at that list up and down. And I want you to begin to thank God and praise God for where he's brought us. Begin to thank God and praise God for where he's going to take us. Begin to praise God and thank God for all of the positive things that have happened in your life. And I want to reiterate this because somebody's saying there is nothing positive that has happened to me today. You woke up this morning, God started you on your way, you're in your right mind. There's something positive that happened to you today. Okay? So I want you to look at that list. I want you to begin to praise and thank God. And I want you, before you go to sleep, look at it one more time and put it under your pillow. When you get up in the morning, I want you to own it and wear it well. Okay? All right, thank you so much for your participation. Without further ado, we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to pray unto the Lord for many different things. I've had many prayer requests from individuals. We all need prayer. There is no one on earth who does not need prayer, or no one on earth who can say that everything is fine and well with me. I don't need any prayer. I have everything that I need. And even if you have everything that you need, there is still some unrest in your life. Amen? Because we serve a true and living God, and God has to have things occur in our life so that we can begin to understand and recognize who he is and to go to him in prayer. So we're about to go to God in prayer, and I want you to relax your mind. I want you to, if you need to get in your bed and just turn off the lights and think about the goodness of God as we pray, then do that. Whatever you need to do to get comfortable so that we can get into the presence of God and begin to pray. Let's do it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and our strength. Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us throughout the day, Lord, for giving us understanding, peace, wisdom, and knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of us, Lord, because you are our Father in heaven. You are our Lord. You are our shepherd. We are your sheep, and you kept watch over us from evil. You kept watch over us from the enemy. You kept watch over us from anything that would harm us, and we come today saying thank you. Lord God, you know each prayer request. You know the individuals who inbox the prayers. You know the individuals who went in for surgery and came out, those who went in for surgery and didn't come out, Lord. You know everything about those who are standing beside their loved ones in the hospitals. You know about the bereaved families, Lord. You know about the success and victories of individuals, Lord. You know about the needs and wants. And we're asking in the name of Jesus tonight, this very night before the revival, if you will begin to open up the windows of heaven, Lord, if you'll begin to open up the doors, Lord, if you'll begin to speak unto us where we can hear you, Lord, if you'll begin to draw us closer unto you, if you will begin to help us to experience your goodness and mercy, Lord Jesus, if it is your will. There are so many people who are hurting, Lord. They're hurting because they've lost loved ones. They're hurting because of crises in their life, whatever it may be, finances, careers, family, whatever it is. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you just help those individuals and just help everyone, because if we're not in a storm, we're getting ready to go into one, and if we're not getting ready to go into one, that means we've just come out, and we say hallelujah. We say praise your name, and because hallelujah is the highest praise. Lord, we thank you for all of the past, the present, and the future things that you are going to do, not only in our lives, but in the things that we do, the jobs that we do, the ministries that we do, how we take care of our families, how our families take care of us, how we maintain our friends, how our friends maintain us, Heavenly Father. Help us to be the individuals who are doing things that are acceptable and pleasing within your sight, Heavenly Father. Not our sight, Lord, but within your sight. Lord, as we begin to go higher in you, Lord, we're asking what you decrease our free to love all the way to zero and increase you to greatness, because we know that if we lift you up, we would draw all men and women unto you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom and knowledge. We thank you for the crowning of our heads from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. We thank you for as we travel down these highways, you kept us, Lord Jesus, you kept us safe and helped us to navigate our way to our destination, Lord. And then when we reached our destination, it was filled with love and people who treated us with respect and treated us kind, Heavenly Father. You kept the weather back. You brought the sunshine out, Lord Jesus. You held up the rain, amen. Lord, you kept the tornadoes back. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. And you blessed us to have a good day, Lord. And speaking of tornadoes and earthquakes, Lord, we're asking you, would you bless those families who lost their homes, Lord. Bless those families who lost their lives, their loved ones, Heavenly Father, because it could have very well been us, but you kept us by your grace and your mercy, because it is sufficient to sustain and hold us in times like these. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to rebuild what was torn down, Heavenly Father, and continue to lift up those families' heads, Lord, and give them hope and let them know that you are El Shaddai Elohim Yahweh, Heavenly Father, and you are able to take care of all of us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for just being there for us. Lord, we thank you for keeping us, Heavenly Father. And we say a special prayer for the bereaved families who are going through, because we know that any time you lose something or you lose someone, it affects you mentally, physically, and emotionally. Anytime you lose keys, you get shaken up. Anytime you lose a person, you're shaken up. Anytime you lose anything, you're shaken up. But we know that we serve a God who is able to calm us down in the midst of the storms, who is able to stop the raging sea, who is able to dry every tear from our eye, and who is able to give us peace, which surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, to be able to rise this morning, Lord. We're asking, would you bless those who are in homes, Lord, whatever type home they are in, Lord, confinement. We ask you, would you bless their minds? Would you help them to become stable individuals, Heavenly Father? Would you give them a word from you, Lord? Would you give them manna, Lord? Would you help them and deliver them from whatever they are lacking, Lord Jesus. Deliver them from whatever is negative in their lives, Lord. Deliver them from whatever is displeasing in their lives. Lord Jesus, we feel the shackles coming off of our feet where we can walk into our destiny. We feel the shackles coming off of our arms where we can begin to extend and reach people that we never thought we would reach before. We begin to see our eyes open up, Heavenly Father, where we can continue to look unto the hills from which cometh all of our help. All of our help cometh from you, Lord. We begin to see and understand the wisdom and knowledge that is needed, Heavenly Father. We begin to the spatial awareness, Lord. We begin to walk into larger destinies where we have to add people. Lord, we begin to see different things that was hindering us, different obstacles being moved out of the way, Lord. We begin to see evil disperse somewhere else, and the evil began to go back to where it belongs. We began to see heavenly things. We began to see the angels come around us, Heavenly Father. We began to see favor, goodness, and mercy following. They began to follow us, Lord Jesus. We began to see new destinies. We began to see new terrain. We began to see people getting breakthroughs, receiving breakthroughs after 6 days, people receiving breakthroughs after 7 days, people receiving breakthroughs after 10 days, Lord. We began to see victory smiles on people's faces. We began to see people wiping their eyes because they're excited. We began to see people being delivered and being restored. We began to see new things built in order to edify and glorify you, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us in this season, Lord. Help us to stay humble. Help us to know that all resources, all things that are good come from you, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, if we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. There are a lot of people who are going through things, depression, suicide, things of that nature, and we're asking you, would you bring their spirits, lift their spirits up, whatever it is that they're going through, lift them up, Heavenly Father, and let them know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. If someone has dropped off, someone is out of the ark of safety, we're asking in the name of Jesus, before the destiny comes and the blessings and the favor come, would you bring them back into the ark of safety where they may be able to taste and see that the Lord is good, because we know that you are good, Lord, and we know that you are great, and we know that everything that you do is well, Heavenly Father, and everything that you plant is on good ground. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the ministry, Lord, and we ask you, as the word of God goes forth, the word of God which suggests that we ought to love ourselves, as it go forth, Heavenly Father, today we're asking you, would you bless it to touch people all over this land and country, Heavenly Father, those who listen, Lord Jesus, those who are going to listen, and those who are listening right now, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those spirits, those binding spirits that keep us from hearing, Heavenly Father, those binding spirits that keep us from walking into our destiny, those binding spirits that keep us from being, from using our anointed hands to heal people and to deliver people, Lord. We're asking, would you bless those chains to be removed? Anything that is in our eyes that obstruct our vision so that we cannot focus on the Lord, we ask, would it be removed in the name of Jesus right now, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just everything you've done, Lord. Even in the midst of the storms, we begin to praise you, Heavenly Father, like the birds, Heavenly Father, when it's raining. Heavenly Father, those who are going through something in their lives, whether it's a loved one, whether it's they're just sad and depressed, Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you give them something to praise you about? Give them something to sing about, because you are good and you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for restoration, Lord. We thank you for the things you're doing, the things you're going to do, and the things you have done, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just continuing to help us to be the people you are. We're asking you, would you bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry in a particular way where Alfredo Emmanuel Love is the host, Heavenly Father. Not only bless this ministry, we'll bless other ministries that go forth, Heavenly Father, teaching and preaching to men, women, boys, and girls that God is alive and God is able to do everything but fail. Heavenly Father, we ask once again, as the word go forth, Heavenly Father, would you bless the revelation of God to be revealed in a way in which the people understand and can comprehend the word of God, Heavenly Father. We're asking, which is the word of God be something that is from you, Heavenly Father, and would you bless any opinions, any thoughts to be distorted, be taken out, Heavenly Father, where the people can see you, Heavenly Father, and they can be lifted up, because you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Heavenly Father, we're asking you for the prayers that we miss, those individuals who did not utter their prayer, those individuals who are too weak to pray, Lord. We stand in intercessory prayer for those individuals, and we ask in the name of Jesus, whatever they need, Heavenly Father, we ask that you grant it, if it be your holy will, Lord Jesus. Somebody went in for surgery, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless them, Heavenly Father? Somebody's heart need regulating, their minds need fixing, Lord. We're asking you, and we know that you are mind regulating, your heart fixer. We know that you are a surgeon. We know that you are a lawyer who's never lost a case, Heavenly Father. We're just asking, would you be the God who we need you to be in our lives, Heavenly Father? We're asking, Heavenly Father, if we've done anything to offend you, disappoint you, embarrass you, Lord, would you forgive us, Heavenly Father, and help us to forgive others just as you have forgiven us, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask you, would you just continue to just be the God who you are, Heavenly Father, and help us to be encouragers to those people who are down. Help us to be leaders and models. Help us to be the people that you would have us to be. Help us to continue to walk in your destiny, Lord. Help us to continue to do your holy and righteous will. Give us the spirit of patience, Heavenly Father, and take away the spirit of fear. Lord, give us the spirit of success and take away the spirit of failure. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, there is a huge commission, there's a huge project that you have given, Heavenly Father, and we're asking you, would you bless the bringing Christ back into the community project, Heavenly Father, that you've shown me, Lord. Would you send the correct people, Lord? Would you orchestrate it in the way that you want it to be? Lord Jesus, we ask, would your hands be upon it, Heavenly Father, from day one all the way, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you help it to be meaningful, help it to be something that you are pleased with, Lord Jesus. I don't know what your vision is, but, Lord, I do know that we have a vision, Lord, and we know that in this vision we are just walking by faith and not by sight, because you gave this project unto me, and I'm going to fulfill it according to the word of God. Lord Jesus, we're asking you and we're thanking you in advance for the success. We're thanking you in advance for the programs that will be set up all over this land and country. Lord, we thank you for the people who we're able to touch their lives, the souls we're able to save. We thank you for the connections that you will give us, Lord. We thank you for being able to have another platform to spread the word of God. We thank you for the resources that you were able to give us, Heavenly Father, because you sent us on this journey, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the patience. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the lessons that we taught and the lessons that we learned. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just everything that you've done, the things that you're going to do, and we ask that you bless that ministry to be a ministry that you are pleased and acceptable with. Lord Jesus, as it expands from city to city, state to state, and country to country, we ask that it continues to bring souls unto you, Lord, and decrease Afrida and the team to zero and increase you to greatness. Lord Jesus, we're asking that you bless anything that we touch, anything that you give us to do, to be successful, to be pleasing in your sight, to be something that the people need, Heavenly Father. We need to save souls. Lord, we thank you for the platforms. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the doors open. We thank you for the opportunities. And Lord God, if someone is still depressed, sad after this particular prayer, Lord, we're asking you, would you give them peace that passes all understanding? Would you be with them as they go to bed, Heavenly Father, and help them to have a restful night? In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen, amen. And once again, it always feels good to pray because, as I said before, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when I finish praying, it's like I am under a huge anointing from God, the revelation of God, and I have decreased my thoughts to zero and increased God's thoughts to greatness, okay? And once again, I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the Love of Jesus, a ministry where Jesus shines with love. And I want to read a scripture before we get started. And the scripture will come from Psalm 75. And actually, this is a song. So, Psalm 75. Unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. I want to read that again. Unto thee, O Lord, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. I have read unto you Psalm 75. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Tonight I feel wonderful. Tonight, I feel like the Lord is going to do something spectacular. Tonight, I feel like praising the Lord. Tonight, I feel like giving God 110%+, even in my tired state. Tonight, I feel like God is going to do something in some lives people have been praying. But I would like to touch on a subject entitled Loving Yourself. This is a very familiar title because this is the second week that we have touched on loving yourself. Last week, we listed some ways in which we love ourselves, and the main thing was to not be hard on ourselves, but to hold ourselves accountable, to understand that we all make mistakes, and to not let our emotions and our feelings get the best of us, to not be around people who's going to bring us down, but we need to be around people who's going to lift us up. And so that's what we talked about on last week. But this week, as I was preparing the lesson, the Lord gave me two scriptures, as a matter of fact. And these two scriptures, and actually it's three scriptures, dealt with things that we do that hinder us from loving ourselves. And I want to read, first of all, Proverbs 26 and 11. I said Proverbs 26 and 11. And I want to give you what the Lord has given unto me as a revelation. But the reference, the Bible references Proverbs 26 and 11. And it reads, As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord showed me individuals, and we're all guilty of this, who go back to people, to things, to places that caused us hurt, harm, or danger. The Lord gives us warning signs. Particular things happen. And when the Lord delivers us from that particular storm, we go right back to doing what the Lord delivered us from. And what the Lord is saying tonight is part of loving yourself is being able to come out of a storm, present your testimony, and move forward. But many individuals are brought out of the storm. They give their testimony, and they go right back into that storm. And the Lord revealed to me a baby who was near a furnace at the house. And this baby burned his hand or was trying to play with the fire. So the parent went over there and spanked the child's hand. And the child knew that that was something I shouldn't do. But after a few weeks, the baby went over there again and was burned. You see, the Lord warned the baby the first time, and the baby received a spanking on the hand, a pop on the hand. But just because some weeks went by, the baby went back to the furnace and touched it, and at that point was burned. Not only was the child's hand burned, but the child experienced the pain. And ladies and gentlemen, what the Lord showed me is that Jesus, God, always gives us warning signs. There are things that happen before danger, things that happen before trouble happens, warning signs. It's kind of like a meteorologist who tells us that it's going to rain in 2 days. I'm just making up something. It's going to rain in 2 days. The meteorologist prepares us. Well, Jesus does the same thing, but as the Lord showed this example of a dog first and then of a baby, the Lord showed individuals who come out of the storm and go right back in the storm. And my question today is not so much of why did you go back in the storm that the Lord delivered you from. What is it about that storm that attracts you? And you need to ask yourself this. We talk about delivery, and I want to mention this. We talk about being delivered from alcohol, from drugs, from street life, being delivered from whatever. I'm being delivered from chocolate, okay? What makes you go back to that storm? What makes us do things that's going to cause us harm? This is all part of loving yourself. You see, what I see now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is there are barriers in front of us. These particular barriers keep us from going to those terrains that are dangerous. But some of us become so bold that we begin to climb over the barriers, and we get to that dangerous place. Once we get there, and once we experience danger and God delivers us, then for some reason some of us go back. What is it? And the Lord is giving me this question to ask you, and then this is something you need to think about. This is something we need to think about. What is it about that storm? What is it about that habit that keeps you going back? Once you find out, once we find out what it is about that habit, mine is chocolate, it tastes good, it's just that simple. What is it about that habit that keeps you coming back? And the second step is, what are you going to do about it? And the first thing is pray. And the second thing is you're going to list the benefits that it's giving you, and you're going to list the disadvantages. The benefits of eating chocolate, ladies and gentlemen, is you need your 15% of fat, and chocolate Reese's will give you your 15% of fat for the day, okay? But I'm being serious, and I want you to know that part of loving yourself is not going back to those people or things or places that hurt you. And a lot of times going back means that right now you're at your weakest point. We're at our weakest point, so we go back. Right now means that God delivered us out of the storm of whatever it was, whatever your storm is. And because God is merciful and because of his favor, you know that he's going to deliver you again. But at some point, we have to learn a lesson. When we think about the Hebrew boys who went into the fiery furnace, they went into that furnace because that was a consequence. But guess what? They went into the fiery furnace, but they continued to be loyal unto God. And God was able to deliver them. And nowhere in the Bible does it say that they went back into the fiery furnace. Nowhere in the Bible. They did not go back into the fiery furnace. So part of being delivered, ladies and gentlemen, from whatever it is that is negative in your life, and all of us have something in our life that we need to get rid of, and it's hard to get rid of it. I guarantee you, the Lord revealed this to me, every single person on earth has something that hinders them, something that is negative in their life that they need to get rid of. And this is the segment of loving yourself. What are you going to do to not be like that dog who returns to his vomit? What are you going to do to not be like that person who turns back to their same old way, same old folly, living the same old life? What are you going to do to advance your life? That's the whole question. What are you going to do and how are you going to do it? And that's a question that you're going to have to answer, and you're going to have to pray to God for. Because our strength levels are different. And God showed me Samson when he had his hair, he was strong. But when his hair was shaved off, he became weak. And that's a symbolization of people. There are certain things that we take off of our shoulder. There are certain burdens that we take off that allows us to become stronger. And there are certain burdens that we put on that allows us to become weak. So God is saying, what do you need to take off? What do you need to remove to become stronger and not return to that old lifestyle, not return to that old thing that God delivered you from 2 years ago? What do you need to do to advance your life forward? And that's something that you're going to have to talk to the Lord about. But I wanted to bring this up because the Lord showed this, and people need to know. People need to know what happens when they go back into the storm after God delivers them. People need to know why they return to places or people that hurt them. People need to understand and know that. And once you begin to realize and write it down and really think about it, the reasons why you return, the reasons why you go back into angry hands, the reasons why you go back to abuse, the reasons why you go back to whatever addiction it is, the reasons why you do what you do, the reasons why you join this gang, the reasons why you just stop going to church. Once you figure out those reasons, you'll find that those reasons aren't really reasons. They're just excuses. And what you'll find is that once you find a solution to that problem, that continues to keep you and prevent you from the Lord, that continues to hinder you, once you find a solution to that, you will find that you will become stronger. Because right now, some of us are carrying a lot of things that we should be getting rid of. We're carrying it. You know, things that happened 30 years ago, you're still mad at a person. If something happened 30 years ago, you're still mad. Get over it. Let's move on. Some of you, you're not talking to your parents for whatever reason. Pray about it. Get over it. There is a constant need to magnify yourself to those things that are positive. So what you want to do starting tomorrow is to draw yourself to positive things, situations in your life that causes you to feel sad, depressed, angry. Why do you go back to them? And that's the question. Why? How can God help you? And this can be part of your ask list on Wednesday. How can God help you? What do you need to ask God for in order to not return to that same storm, in order to not return to that same addiction, in order to not return to that same relationship? What do you need to do? And that's a question that you and the Lord is going to have to take up, okay? Lot's wife. We find that Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. The Lord said a lot of us are living in our past. People bring up the past and we begin to relive it. We begin to reminisce about it. I remember when you used to. I remember when we used to go here and do this or that. A lot of people are living in the past. This is 2014 and a lot of people are living in 1997, 98. Amen. Lord said live now. Because we are only here a few days, and a lot of people are still living in the past. And I'm going to tell you about the past. I'm going to tell you what it does, how the Lord showed this to me. A lot of people, have you ever played freeze tag as a kid? If you play freeze tag as a kid, you know that once you are tagged, amen, then you have to stand there frozen. Once the people begin to bring back your past, you cannot advance forward, backwards, or to the side. Because you're frozen, because you're living in the past. The past causes us to be stagnated. The past causes us not to be able to proceed forward. The past causes us to stand there and just basically just stand there and not do anything. And a lot of people are living in the past. Okay, there's nothing that we can do about the past but pray and thank God that we made it from the past to the you will have individuals who will bring up your past, whatever your past was. And you have to say, that may be right, but now I'm living in 2014 because we are only here a few days. That's how you respond. That's how the Lord showed in the revelation of God. That's how you respond. Yeah, you're right, but I'm living in 2014 now because we are only here a few days. And you have to mean it because, as I said before, a lot of people are stifled because we're living in the past and we're playing freeze tag. We're frozen. We can't move to the left, right, none of that. We are paralyzed in our praise because people are saying things about our past. And God said we all have a past. But there is a future. And who holds the future? The Lord holds the future. Who holds the past? Who held the past? God. So therefore, you have to be able to move forward when you are frozen in the past. And you're going to, that is something that is going to have to be between you and God. This ministry, I am giving you, in other words, secrets that God has given me, so that when you go speak to Him, when you go speak to God, you can communicate with God, and you can tell Him all about your troubles. So when you go to God, the first thing is you're going to have to ask yourself, what is causing me to return to my addiction? What is causing me to return to the angry hands of this person? What is causing me to go back into the storm that God brought me out of? Then you're going to have to say, number two, you know, the past. How am I going to get past my past? Whether you had a bad past, a good past, how am I going to get past it and begin living in 2014? How am I going to do that? That is something that you're going to have to discuss with the Lord, okay? Proverbs 19:8, whoever gets sense loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will discover good. Proverbs 19:18, whoever gets sense loves his own soul. The Lord is saying that we should love our own soul. And when we get understanding, we will discover good. And all by getting, get an understanding so that we can understand and discover the good will of God. There's nothing hard about living, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing hard about it. We make it hard. We make it hard because we As I said before, we return to our storms. We go to our addictions. We make it hard because we allow people to make us live in the past. We don't want to move forward because we're stifled. We're frozen in the past. You know, it's hard to love ourselves because not only that we're frozen in the past, but we can't get or we can't understand why we keep going back to a place that doesn't love us, or we keep going back to a person who doesn't love us, or we keep going back to an addiction that's not good for us, or we keep going back to this or that that's not good, that's negative. And so part of loving yourself is answering these questions and journaling and understanding why you do what you do. Why do you do it? This is something that I can't answer because I'm not you, right? But it's a question that you need to ask yourself. And as I have new joiners, the question is, why am I going back to the addiction? Why am I going back to the angry hands of this man or woman? Why am I going back to the storm that the Lord delivered me from in 2002? Why am I going back to this? Why? You have to understand that before you can move forward. Number two, as I said before, just like Lot's wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Do not allow anyone to make you live in your past. You have to live in 2014 because we're only here a few days. And a few days does not mean a few days as in two or three days. It means years, but we're only here for some years, not eternally. So therefore, we have to stop living in the past because there's no possible way that we can catch up 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later. We have to begin to live in 2014, and we have to begin to move forward. You made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. It's time to move forward, okay? And then finally in Proverbs 19:8, we must love ourselves. And once we begin to understand our own souls and we obtain that knowledge and understanding, then we will find the good, right? We will discover the good, and we will be able to proceed and move forward. Mark 12:30-31, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And it's this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than thee. And I want to read that again. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, ladies and gentlemen, you must love yourself. It does not mean be arrogant and conceited, okay? Because I love Afrida Love. I really do. I love everything about Afrida Love, personality, just who I am. I love me. But you must learn to love yourself for who God made you to be. A lot of people say, I have all these flaws. I have this or that. You still have to love yourself. That's you. That's who you are, you know? So you have to love yourself. And once you begin to, first of all, love God, then you begin to love yourself, then you will learn how to love other people. There is, and although I go to many conferences and people ask me a lot about love, and I say, yeah, my last name's Love, but I can't teach you how to love because, as I said before, people's emotions are different. It's very different. People's emotions are different. So I can teach you what love is. I can teach you how to show love, but I cannot teach you how to love because of the body chemistry, because of the brain synapse, because of who we are. We're all different people. I may love someone different than you love someone. I may show love different than you show love. So therefore, you're going to have to learn how to love yourself first by listening to the Love of Jesus Up Ministry and finding out those things that continue to block you, continue to block us from God and from loving ourselves, okay? So I said all that to say that you have to love yourself, God first, your family and yourself and your friends, all that works together for the good to them who love the Lord. Amen. And we have to love ourselves. And I want you to continue to love yourself. You're going to make mistakes. You know, there are going to be days in which you just feel like crying your eyes out. There are going to be days in which you feel lonesome and you have a million people around you. There are going to be days that you just want to be alone. There are going to be days where you just want to go to a place where, you know, you can just be with your family and your friends. There are going to be those type days. But you must be able to tolerate yourself. You must be able to, when you spend time with the me, with you, you must be able to enjoy that. Because sometimes the only thing that you're going to have is God and you. And you have to be able to tolerate yourself, you know. You can't be fussing with yourself because you're upset because you have to hang out with yourself. You have to love you, who you are. So I want to reiterate and give a brief synopsis because I have a lot of callers online on what we went through. And then after which I want you to listen to the late Whitney Houston song, The Greatest Love of All. I believe that Whitney Houston was one of the best singers of all time. I grew up with her music. I studied her. I was about to say I followed her ministry, but I followed her music. I followed her life. And she's very admirable. No matter what negative things people say or whatever happen, we celebrate people's lives. And her music is what really touched souls. And I think she said it best, learning to love yourself, the greatest love of all. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the whole point. That's what the Lord is saying today, learning to love yourself. Don't worry about how the song sounds because we're working on the sound system, but I want you to listen to the words of Whitney Houston. She says, the most important thing she says in this song is learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. Because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you begin to love yourself, you will learn how to love others. You will learn to accept others for who they are. You will learn that you're not perfect, that you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall. You're going to have valley moments. You're going to have mountain moments. And you're going to still be able to love yourself. You're going to still be able to deal with yourself. So loving yourself is very important. And if you don't love yourself, if you're not satisfied with who you are, if there's someone who is causing you to not love yourself, you need to ask, why am I still around this person? If it's you who is your biggest enemy, you need to pray for your own soul. And you need to pray for your hands that you will not do anything to yourself because you do not like yourself. Self-hatred. But what we're instilling is self-love. So if you do not like who you are, tonight is the night I want you to pray unto God, because I know that you know about the 20-day prayer breakthrough. I want you to pray to God, and I want you to put that on your list, and you ask God, would he give you self-love? Not arrogant love, self-love. Because learning to love yourself, in the words of the late Whitney Houston, is the greatest love of all. And speaking of love, I love each and every one of you for listening. I love my family. I love God, of course. But I want you to love yourselves. And we're going to talk about this next week as well, and we're going to bring it up a notch. So one more time, okay, because you can never say this too much. One more time. Why do you continue to go back to that place of negativity? Why do you continue to go back to the hands, those angry hands of that man or woman? Why do you continue to go back to those things that are going to hurt you, the things that are trouble for you? Why? Why do you continue to do that? Why do you continue to be as an animal who returns to his vomit? Proverbs 26:11. Why do you continue to allow people to bring up your past? Why can't you move forward? Why do you continuously look back like Lot's wife? Why do you continue to do that? Why are you frozen in your past? This is 2014. That happened in 1958. that happened in 1967, that happened in 1978, that happened in 1982, that happened in 1963, that happened in 2000, that happened in 2005, that happened in 2007, that happened in 2012, that happened in 2013. Why do you keep allowing people to allow you to live in your past? There's nothing wrong with reminiscing about the past, but don't live in the past. The past is the past. That's why it's called the past, because it happened in the past, and it's time to live in the future. Somebody asks you. Somebody forces you. Somebody tells you about your past. You say, that's right, but this is 2014, and I'm moving towards my future in the name of Jesus, okay? Don't live in your past. You don't have to. Love yourself. And we're going to listen to Sister Whitney Houston's song, The Greatest Love. Proverbs 19:18. You have to love your own soul. You have to be able to tolerate yourself. Sometimes when you're in your valley moments, that's when everybody leaves you. And sometimes it's nobody but you and God. And sometimes you have to be able to encourage yourself. Amen. You have to be able to encourage the you. You have to be able to lift yourself up. You have to be able to get yourself off the ground when you don't see a hand there. You have to depend on God sometimes. Sometimes when you're in bed, you're thinking, you're worrying about things. And we really shouldn't, because we have that activity, cast your cares upon the Lord. But some things you're still worried about. You're drenching your pillow with tears. You have to be able to love yourself and your own soul so that you can make it through. And the greatest commandment, Mark 12:30-31, if you read that whole scripture, it says the second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than thee. However you love yourself, you need to love your neighbor like that. Do unto others as they have done unto you. Love is very important. It's a small word. It's very important. You have to be able to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, as I said before, you pray unto God. You pray to God for your hands, to anoint your hands where you would do good things, not harmful things to your body. Those people, those toxic people that you're hanging out with, stop it. Those toxic places that you're going, stop going. Those toxic hands, that somehow make contact with you, stop it. Begin loving yourself. Begin praying unto God. And ask yourself, why do you continue to return? Why do you continue to allow people to make you live in the past? Why don't you love yourself? What is it about you that you don't love? And are you loving your neighbor as much as you love yourself? Those are the questions you need to ask, ladies and gentlemen. That is the key. That is the step, the second step to loving yourself. Okay? So without further ado, I want to play Sister Whitney Houston, the late Sister Whitney Houston. As I said before, I admire all her music. I've studied her. I grew up with her music. She is dearly missed. But we're going to listen to a track of hers, and it's called The Greatest Love of All. Don't worry about the sound quality right now, because, as I said before, I'm sampling the sound quality, and we will have that set up momentarily. But I want you to listen to The Greatest Love of All by none other than the late Sister Whitney Houston.
Show them all the beauty.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was the late Miss Whitney Houston, and the high points was that she said, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. Then she went on to say that love is strength. And we think about Samson and his hair. When he lost his hair, he lost his strength. When you lose love, when you don't lose your, when you don't love yourself, then you lose your strength. So be sure to think about those questions. Be sure to love yourself this week, next week, and for the rest of your lives. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm getting ready to do the announcements. Be sure. I said be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. Perfecting your walk, the guide is here. The guide is being prepared for the market, and I know I continuously say that, but it actually is this week. So be sure to look out for that guide and be sure to support a sister with that. In addition to that, be sure to check us out because we're going to be traveling, and I'm going to be giving workshops concerning that particular guide and also the ministry as well. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for 80 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line, pray for them one by one, and then pray for yourself. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, community leaders, comedians, Christian comedians, individuals, writers, screenwriters, publicists, talent agencies, everyone, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love at Alfreda Love or Fredalove or emonya_love@yahoo.com or LinkedIn at Alfreda Love. I would love, love, love to have you, the ministry. In addition to that, the Lord, as I said before, has placed on my heart a new ministry in conjunction with this one. It's the same ministry, but it just have I have a particular theme for this, and it's entitled Bringing Christ Back into the Community. We have some shirts being made with that. In addition to that, God is placing a few people that sometimes we see them on TV or hear them on radio or sometimes we see them at the grocery stores. God has placed some people basically in this particular project, and we will share that with you. Churches from all over Texas and all over the United States so far. I haven't reached out to the countries, but those who are in Texas, look for a letter from Dr. Alfreda Love and the team. I will be sending out letters requesting that once a month or once every 2 months you go out into the community that you that your church is established in and you begin to reach out to the people by your ministry, because we are trying to bring in souls, and it takes more than just one church or one person doing this. I need everyone to help with this. I need you to pray about it, pastors, bishops, elders, those who are over churches, pray about it, and let's see what we can do in order to bring some souls to God, okay? And I'm just being obedient. In addition to that, with this particular project, the purpose of this project is to bring souls into Christ, but it's also to regain our community. As I said before, when the older heads passed away, I'm speaking about those sisters and brothers who were born in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. When those old individuals passed away, it seemed like our communities also died along with them. We need to rejuvenate the communities. We need to help as much way as possible get our youth back on track, help them to be respectable men, women, boys, and girls, help them to be able to want to work when they come to school and do their work and respect their teachers, respect adults, their administrators, and do what they're supposed to do. We also want to bring prayer into the communities. We want the communities to be a system in which we look out for one another. and we pray for one another. We want to bring awareness not only to the love of Jesus, our ministry, but we want people to know that Jesus is alive and well and that he's able to bless beyond measure. We want people to know that poverty does not mean that we have to have or we have to stay into that state. We want people to understand that there are resources out there in order to move forward with their lives. I see that this is a huge project, and I don't want to overwhelm anyone, so I'm not going to give you any more of what the Lord is showing me as we speak. But we are focusing now on the shirts, and we're also focusing on writing the letters. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm going to select this weekend 100 churches from the state of Texas, and I'm going to write a letter to the pastor. And I'm going to reach out to the pastors, and I'm going to ask them with their help, with their pray. And the help that we're asking is that they extend their ministry out to the community at least once a month. And some ministers will say, I'm already doing that. Well, I'm very proud of you. What are the results? And so we need to know what the results are, things of that nature, and we need to share with each other so that we can begin to win souls. We want the youth departments all over this land and country to be huge. We want our young men and women to be involved in the church. We're not forcing anyone, but we're telling them that the Lord is good and we all need the Lord. It's very important. We are going to go into some territories where many people do not believe in God, and that's totally fine. But we are going to promote God, and we're going to people will know that God is good when we finish. And so that's where we are right now with this project of bringing Christ in the community. And we want churches to grow, and not only grow for membership, but to grow in faith and to grow in mercy and grace and to grow as far as the Word of God, because I feel like if we begin to love one another and grow in the Word of God, then we would not be so quick to hurt other individuals. So that's what I want to do. Well, that's what God wants me to do, and I'm being obedient. And so I will be contacting some churches and ministers, so get ready. Okay, in addition to that, once again, I just thank God, my family and my friends and all of my newcomers. I have several of you who are new, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the I have been with you since day one individuals. Thank you so much for joining the ministry. On tomorrow, God's will, that is actually a day of rest, but I want you to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. And I want you to listen to some of the previous ministries for all of my new individuals. I want you to listen to some of the previous ministries, and I want you to enjoy those. Then on Wednesday, God's will, we will have Praying with Love, and I will give you the time because our revival, our church revival, actually starts on Wednesday at 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. So we want we invite each and every one of you, if you're available this week, to come out to the revival. I'm very excited about the revival because any time that there is a revival, there's a renewal. And this is about the time in which we all need to be renewed. And so I'm very happy that the revival is at this time, at this moment, because we all need that. So continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. And once again, I want to reiterate to my bloggers, my parents, and my students, and when I say my students, I'm speaking about students all over this land and country, be sure to speak with your children and see what's going on with them. Be sure to spend a little time with them, and also be sure to let them know that when they go to school or to public places, to act in accordance to the rules and regulations, and also make sure that they are representing the family very well, because every time we go out, every time I go out to speak, I'm representing my parents and my family, and I want to do a good job. And every time the students come to schools, or if they go to businesses, or if they go out in public, they're representing you. So just make sure that we are doing that and praying with our students and our kids and just doing what we're supposed to do. Once again, I just thank everyone for your love and support. Those individuals who are sending letters, I will begin to read those on tomorrow, on Wednesday, God's will. I will begin to read those letters, and we will come from the scripture as far as the answers are concerned. Also, on Saturday, we're going to welcome Ms. Sherry Sims. Ms. Sherry Sims has a network in which she is helping to empower women. And in this network, she's going to share with us, and we're going to have a conversation, question-type session about the empowerment of women. And it's very important that all of you listen. Everyone is welcome to listen in. Everyone is welcome to call in with questions as well. Do not be shy. When you come on the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, just know that you're always at home. So be sure if you have questions, I will tap you in so that you can ask your question. Any guests that I have, you're able to listen in and answer or ask questions. So I just thank and appreciate each and every one of you. I pray for your strength in the Lord. And remember that you must love yourself. Remember that God loves you. I love you. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Be sure to tune in to theblogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Be sure to check me out on Wednesday, God's will, and continue to pray for yourself and each other. Goodbye, everybody.